So I want to learn with you Simin Shinmen Hey. We'll begin there. These are the halachos of a person who is Ma'abedus Atzmo Adas, a person who Rachman Lotzlan takes his own life. It's a terrible situation, and just this is one of those areas where practical halacha and the dinim as they appear in Shulchan Aruch don't necessarily coincide. There are dinim in Shulchan Aruch about whether there is avelos, etc. But lamaisa, in almost all cases, and you get indications to this effect from the Shulchan Aruch later on, and from the Prisbei Tshuva certainly, in almost all cases, the dinim of Ma'abedus Atzmo Ladas no longer apply. If the person, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if the person, for example, drowns himself or herself, so in that situation, we say that that the person maybe did tshuva, maybe had charata before they went under. There's a discussion in all the Achronim if a person is ma'abedus atzmo ladas because of fear that the person will be tortured. So we have the statement about Sha'ol HaMelech, which again, it's difficult to understand how exactly they made this extension from Sha'ol HaMelech, who's Bechir Hashem, how they make the extension to anybody who takes his own life out of fear of Inui. Nonetheless, the Gemara in Gittin speaks about these Arba Meos Yeladim, who are on the boat, and they make a Kal V'chomer, right? That if the girls who is Darkam Bekach are going to jump off, so we are in Darkam Bekach. Certainly we'll do that. The impression you get from the Chachomim that they quoted this Gemara is that they're quoting it in a somewhat positive light. So there seems to be some heter, some that's given for someone who's ma'abedus atzmo lada'as in order to prevent himself or herself from suffering. There's a discussion in the Birkei Yosef of a person's ma'abedus atzmo lada'as for the sense of doing some sort of tshuva. So perhaps that doesn't count as ma'abedus atzmo lada'as. Also, we, as a general rule, the Masechta Smachos in Perek Beis, the Masechta Smachos has all the dinim of ma'abedus atzmo lada'as, so that's the primary source. So they talk about b'no shel gronginus, that the kid ran away from school. And again, this is a lesson for parenting. The kid runs away from school and the father, mamish, gives him a patch in the face. So the kid runs away and kills himself, right? So they say, oh, the kid doesn't have the din of ma'abedus atzmo ladas, right? So that shows us that a katan doesn't have a din of ma'abedus atzmo ladas. That also makes it to Shulchan Aruch. That's extended because we know Chereshol Teb Katan has the same din throughout halacha. If someone is very depressed, they could have the din of a shelter. So ostensibly, the halacha of ma'abedus atzmo ladas has been narrowed in practical halacha to the philosopher who makes a conscious decision that that life is not worth anything, that there is no world to come, etc., and takes his or her own life. For that reason, that would be a ma'abedus atzmo ladas. Short of that, there is no ma'abedus atzmo ladas. We also assume that to be a ma'abedus atzmo ladas, the person has to make certain declarations. The person has to say, I am hereby climbing up to the top of the tree, and I will throw myself off of the top of the tree. So the Achronim say, well, if you don't see the guy climbing up to the top of the tree, that doesn't help. Presumably also you need some sort of declaration. I will be ma'pilas atzmi. It's interesting that the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam quotes his dinim of ma'abedus atzmo lada'as, the Rambam does not use that language of she'ama harehu ola l'rosh va'apilas atzmi l'misa, and the Mechaber also does not include those words va'apilas atzmi l'misa. Again, what that means, I'm not sure. The assumption is that the case. You have to see the guy climb up. You have to see the guy, according to many, jump off. If there's any possibility that the fellow was either shalom ladas, like we mentioned beforehand, or the fellow was not ma'abed es atzmo, the fellow maybe fell off of the tree, there was like a gust of wind, etc. So in any situation, or if the fellow is found with a knife stuck inside himself, and it's possible that perhaps Ken Zine, someone came in the room and killed him, right? It's not that like all the doors are locked and there's no way to get in and out. Maybe someone came in. In that case, also, we assume that there's no din of ma'abedes atzmo lada'as ad kan. The din of ma'abedes atzmo lada'as, it says in the Mesefes Smachos, ein kor in olav, that there is no kriya. The Rambam writes, Aleph Yud Aleph, the Enkar in Olav, Velomis Avlim Olav. The Ramban on page Pei Gimel, that's 83 for those of you keeping score at home, the Ramban on page Pei Gimel says that Enkar in Olav means only the Rechokim are not Korea, but the Krovim are Korea, as the Ramban writes in his Amitaras HaAdam, because the Kriya is a Chiyuv. You get the impression that it's like it's a mitzvah. And therefore, because the Kriya is like a mitzvah, so therefore you have to tear Kriya. The Pashtus in the Ramban, even though the Ramban does not say this mamish explicitly, is that the Ramban holds that not only are you Korea for a, in other words, not only are the Krovim Korea for Ma'abedes Hatzma Vadas, Ramban says only the Rechokim and Akareya, but the Krovim are. But the Pashtus in the Ramban, the way I'd say everyone understands the Ramban, is that Hu Hadin, according to the Ramban, the Krovim are Misabel. That there is real Avelos, Shiva, Shleshim, etc. That's the Shita of the Ramban. The Rambam disagrees. The Ramban's Raya, that there is avelus from Abedas Atzmaladas, is from the Mesechus Smachos itself. Mesechus Smachos writes, Ein Misaskin Nomo Lechot Avar, but you are Omeid Olav B'Shura. Right? Shura is after the Levaya, you have technically Medina de Gemara, the Bible points out, Shura is on one side of the line, you have 10 Anoshim B'nei Chorim, people make a minyan, and the Avar walks, and the line kind of closes on the Avel after the Avel walks by. The way we do a Shura Bismanin is that we have two rows, and the Avel walks between the two rows. But Medina de Gemara, the Pashas and the Shura, that's only one side. We'll talk about that later on. We do a Shura at the end of the Kvura. It's the beginning of the Shiva process. Frek the Ramban, how come Omdim Olav Bishura if there is no avelus? Elamai, says the Ramban, Zetman von Danen, you see from here that there is avelus if the person is ma'avedes atzmo lada'as. Now, in the Tshuva, the Chsam Sefer and Simen Shin Chaf Vav, which is the main Chsam Sefer about ma'avedes atzmo lada'as, the Chsam Sefer that the Piskei Tshuva really gives a lot of play to, the Chsam Sefer writes that he doesn't understand the Ramban's Raya. The Ramban says that since Omdim Olav B'Shura, so obviously there's Havelos. Frek the Chsam Sefer, maybe Omdim Olav L'Shura is to give the person Nechama even though there's no Havelos. Meaning, right, technically speaking, you don't have to fear Zuch. You don't have to act Avelos. Maybe, according to the Rambam, you shouldn't act Avelos. But afilo hachi, omdim olav b'shura, because ein anino sala b'leif, the person feels really bad, the relative died. So therefore, you should give him the chama, even though technically speaking, there is no Avelos. That's the Chsam Sefer's dichui for the Ramban's Raya. It's a strong dichui, no? Nonetheless, if you read the Ramban inside, based on the Torah's Ha'odom, the Lashon of the, again, the Ramban, the Torah's Adam, based on the Lashon, the Masechah Smachas, and Perek Beis, is that Ein harabim misaskim imo. There's a different, right? The discussion is whether rabim are misaskim imo or ain rabim misaskim imo. If it's covered for the chai, rabim misaskim imo. Covered for the mace, ain rabim misaskim imo. The impression that you get is that it's a din in the rabim. Rabim means those din that require a minion. That means like umdin lavo bashura. The pashtus is that the Masechas Machos does not prove anything about avelos in the sense of Evel Yachid Asilach, like Yechezkel Navi is told. You don't see anything. The only discussion in the Masechas Machos is about the Rabbim, and consequently there is a Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, about Evel Yachid and how that plays a role. So far so good? Shulchan Ara, the Tur, Paskins like the Ramban. Straight up. The Tur quotes the Ramban, that the Ramban says that there is avelos. The Ramban says there is kriya, there is avelos. Hi in Korin, perish harechokim, ava hakrovim, haroin lehis avel, korim olav. That's what the Tur writes, that's straight in Ramban. So the Beis Yosef, for some reason, quotes this Ramban, and he says, but the Rambam disagrees. Nonetheless, in the Shulchan Aruch, they only quote the Ramban. The Ramban does not make it. In the Shuvah D'Chsam Sefer, written to the Rav of Rotterdam, that same Simon, Shin Chafav, so the Chsam Sefer writes, he thinks the Ramban is correct. And the Raya is from the Taz and Simon Shin Mem Se'if Katin Gimel, and the Beis Yosef, who quote the story that Rabbeinu Gershom's son was Hamer Das, right? Rachman was son, Rabbeinu Gershom's son adopted a different faith, and then he died. Rabbeinu Gershom sat Shiva for 14 days. Va'aviha yarak yarak b'faneha halot yicholem shivas yamim zakti gman bava kama kabechomer l'shtina arba asar yaim. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, I'm going to sit Shiva when the son who was Mamer, he sat Shiva for 14 days. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom did. Now, 1 second. The son who is a Mumer, right? L'cha'ayra is violating terrible, terrible Averis. He converted to a different religion. You're not going to sit Shiva for the son after he's Mamer because you're always Koshesh. Ad yom moso techakelo im yashuv miyad tekavlay. Right, so you're not going to sit shiva at the time when the fellow adopts a new faith. When the fellow died, so then you realize that avera is now finalized. Then Rabbeinu Gershom sat shiva for 14 days. Says the Chsam Sefer, from that episode of the Rabbeinu Gershom, you see that even if someone is mamish a bal avera, we still sit shiva for him, or arba asar yayim. So therefore, says the Chsam Sofer, the Ramban really is correct. Aval mi yom rosho kineged psak hamechaber b'shulchan aruch. Aval halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel, therefore we follow the Ramban. Aval kaved a mishpacha mechubada mishpacha mechubedes. So then, if they want to do the Ramban and sit shiva, that's okay, right? So during Seder this morning, Mr. Dinesh asked me, "What about Chaim Walder? No. What about Chaim Walder? Do I have to explain to people what happened? Okay, got it. But you don't know. Your mamish at tzaddik. Unbelievable. Wow." Yeah, that's mamish kedusha kadosh kadosh. Wow, unbelievable! Chaim Walder was a author of kids' books. He was running actually a center in the Nebrak to protect abused children. They found out he himself was abusing children. There was a bezdin that was convened where collecting edos. Chaim Walder went to his son's grave. His son had died a few years before, took a gun, killed himself. There was a whole levaya in Israel where his family spoke about the ills of Lashon Hara, the people speaking Lashon Hara about Chaim Walder. Imash was a disaster and a half. It was a disaster and a half, like a terrible, terrible situation. Chaim Walder took his life. Is he considering Ma'abedus Asmi Ladas? So again, based on the cheshbonos that we have, like you're shaking your head, well, was probably Shlomo Ladas. He's probably already in a demented stage. He was like so upset. He's worried about the Inui, etc. Also, we have this Ramban, that the family, Lachora, is a Choshava family, and if they want to rely on the Ramban, or if they're going to say that Kamu Rabbonon B'milsa, and they decided that really wasn't a Ibras Atzmi L'das, so therefore we follow the Ramban, like the Sam Sofer said, and that's probably the pshat in the why the family of Chaim Walder sat Shiva, and they feared Zach regular Avelos, probably because of that situation. Now, the Pashtus in the Dinim of Ma'abedus Atzmi L'das, the way we explained it, is the way most understand that the Ramban says there's Kriya and there is Avelos, Shiva and Shleishim. Reb Kiva Eger asked the stira between Shin Dal Mem and Shin Mem Hei that we spoke about last time we learned about whether Shiva and Shleishim is for the covet of the Nifter or whether it's covet for the Chayim. Can you be Mochel on the Shiva and Shleishim, right? So there was a stira that Reb Kiva Eger asked between Shin Dal Mem and Shin Mem Hei. It's worth noting that the Shach and Se'if cut in Beis, and I'm not sure if the Shach is precise or not. The Shach quotes the Ramban, that the Ramban says that the Avelim Korin Olav. The Shach does not quote that according to the Ramban, there is full-fledged Avelos. Now, again, it could be that the Shach is inclined to my read of the Ramban, that maybe the Ramban is just saying Kriya, not Avelos. Some of the Achrayim say in the Badei HaShofan, he says, Shamati Mechochem Echad, he doesn't tell you who he heard it from, that maybe the din is Safek Avelos Lahakel, so therefore they don't do Avelos, but Safek Kriya is different than Safek Avelos, Avelos Luchud and Kriya Luchud, and therefore maybe the Ramban is saying Kriya, not Avelos. That's a little bit difficult because of course Safek Kriya also is Lahakel, because it's a Safek Drabun, and when we say Kriya Luchud and Avelos Luchud, Lucha'ora, all that means is that we don't say afilu yachid keneged rabin, but l'chaora the dinim of what's it called still apply. The regular dinim of safek drabbanon still apply even to kriya. The din of umdin al b'shura seems to indicate that you need a minyan at the kvura of a ma'abes hatzmi l'das. The Rashba writes in the Chuvah Siman Shin Samach Gimel that when we say that whatever's covered for the mace you don't do, you still bury the guy. Right? That's what the Rashba writes in the Chuvah. You still bury him. You need a minyan at the burial because you umdin al b'shura, like it says in the Maseches Machos. Now, what does it mean, Kavod HaChayim? What does it mean? According to the din is that anything that's Kavod HaChayim, we do. So umdin al b'shura is Kavod HaChayim. You don't do stuff that's covered for the mace because the guy was Ma'abes Hatzmi L'das. What does it mean, Kavod HaChayim? Kavod HaChayim means for the people who remain alive, for the Avelim. So the Avelim are being mechabed themselves by sitting Shiva. It's like a funny type of din, right? What does it mean that the Avelos is covered l'chayim? It's really hard to understand. By Kavura, I could hear the question, right? In terms of Nafkamina, Fotsas, Mamon. By Hespid, I could hear the question like we spoke about. But what's the inyan of Kavod HaChayim when it comes to sitting Shiva? So the Pashtus is that Kavod HaChayim is not for the Ovid who sings Shiva himself or herself, but rather it's for the entire community. That's like an insult to the community if there are people who we know lost a relative and do not sit Shiva. People think the community doesn't care. And that's l'cha'ora what the din of Kavod HaChayim is. The Badei HaShulchan in Sifkat and Zayin makes this point. The Pashtus is that this whole discussion of Ma'abes Hatzon HaDa'as, whether there is Avelos or not, relates to another discussion that comes up in Se'if Hey about Avelos and in Se'if Beis in the Shach, about Avelos on the Baal Aveira. The Pashtus is that this conversation, Rambam, is really part and parcel, if I'd be from Boston, it's a part and parcel of the conversation, right? Good? It's a part and parcel of the conversation regarding Avelos on a Baal Aveira. That's L'cha'ora, the Pashtus. And when it comes to Avelos and the Baal Aveira, we'll see that there is a discussion. The Rama writes at the end of Se'if Beis, if someone Misha Gunav v'gazal v'yudeze neharag b'din malchus, Miss Abramolov. There's a thing called suicide by police, no? That you do something that the cops are going to shoot you. So Misha Gunav v'gazal, and v'yudeze, the malchus kills him, that's the medieval equivalent of suicide by police. So we're Miss Abel for him. Why are we Miss Abel for this fellow? He's a balavera. And in Simon Shinmen, if hey, we learn that there is no kriya and there's no avemo and there's no avemos for a balavera. The Rama writes over there, Misha Rugal Lasos Avera, Amos Ablam Olov. Koshikin on the Mumber, Amos Ablam Olov. So the Shach asks Akasha, is there avelos for a Baal Aveira or not? Right? So the Shach answers at the end of Se'if Katin Hey, here in Shin Mem Hey. The Shach answers, it depends whether the fellow was Misvada Kodem Misaso. If the guy said Vidui beforehand, so then we're Miss Abel. He didn't say Vidui, we're not Miss Abel. That's the way the Shach learns. Elijah Kramer of Vilna lived between the years of 1720 and 1797, the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon in Shin Mem, Se'if Katan Yud, has a different answer to the Stira. He says that there's a difference between a Mumer Lahachis and a Mumer L'Teyavon. There are two different types of Mumer. Right, you could be a rebel against Yiddishkeit, the I don't, right? That's one type of mummer. That's what we call mummer lahachas. A mummer l'teiva avayin is the pshat that you have a taiva. You want to eat reif. A mummer l'teivon, says the gain, you are misabel. A mummer lahachas, you're not misabel. The gain understands that in Simon Shin Mem, since the din is that the person is a mumma, since the din is that the person is ragil lasos aveira, because you're ragil, so therefore by definition you're considered a mumma lahachas. You wouldn't do the aveira all the time, like every day. You wouldn't do the aveira if you're just l'teyavin. The fact that you're doing the aveira all the time, says the Gaon, that indicates you're a mumma lahachas. That's what the Gaon seems to say in Sif Katin Yud, Shinem Sif Katin Yud.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the Gaon says, the din is that we're not Miss Abe on Haruge Bezdin. Haruge Bezdin are considered a mumer lahaches because you have to be Yatir Atzma Lamisa. No? The Adim say, sir, if you're Mechal Shabbos, we're going to have to kill you. And you say, Abel Pekein, I want to be Mechal Shabbos. That means you're Lahachasnik. So the Gaon is saying that for Lahachas, you are what's it called? Lahachas, there is no Avelos. But L'Teyavain, there is Avelos. In Shin Mem Hei, we're talking about Misha Gunav Gazal. Why are you stealing money? You're stealing money because it's L'Teyavin. You need a few bucks in your pocket. For L'Teyavin, says the Gaon, there is Avelos. So there's Machloka Shach and Taz, how I deal with this stira between Shin Mem Hei Sif Beis and Shin Mem Sif Hei about a Baal Aveira, whether there is Avelos or not. So far, so good? Oh, the Badi Ashokhan Sivkatin Yudalid feels that the Shach is correct lahalacha, not the Goyin. And therefore, he says that any type of mummer, even a mummer latayavain, unless the fellow did vidui, you are not misabel. This comes up mamish yeder mitvach and darnishtim. You have to sit shiva for a relative who's non-observant, no? A relative who's non-observant. What's the din in that case? You have to sit shiva. A balavera. So if you hold that's only lahaches, they're not lahaches in most cases. If you hold that, like the shach, that the only time you will do avelos is if you're misvada, so in the cha'era, there's no din of avelos on non-religious Jews. Here in town, there was a woman whose brother died. Brother was non-religious. Rav Mantel, the Rav Embroyer, said it's also for her to sit shiva. He was following the Shach's understanding, non-religious Jew, you don't sit shiva, unless they did vidui beforehand. If you follow the Goyin, so then you're not lahachas today, no? A non-religious Jew today is certainly not lahachas, right? Perhaps it's tinuk, it is, according to the Chachat Zanish, tinuk shenishba, alein, alein l'moshma ba'avosos ahava, right, etc. So this is the discussion of Baal Aveira. I have hands up. The question is, what's considered, who gets Kadima? Someone on Zoom or someone in person? There are more people in person. So people in person get Kadima. Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, but what's
I don't think a Tinuk Shnishma is the equivalent of Vidui. I think Vidui means the Vidui enter the Klal of a Tzaddik. A Tinuk Shnishma just means I'm not a Rasha. Doesn't mean I'm a tzaddik. Doesn't mean I'm a good Jew, right? The Shach says that you're only misabel, and someone who's misbada, that means that you got to enter the new category of good Jew in order to be misabel. The Pashtus. You had a comment?
Yeah, what if he doesn't even know what Vidui is?
He doesn't even know what Vidui is, yeah. Even so, he didn't enter the... Now, it happens that as Rabbonim, you're often going to be called to the bedside of someone who's about to die. People are very religious, right? We talk about cradle to grave, no? So people are very religious often at cradle and at grave, meaning they'll give a kid a bris milah, they'll want to name the kid in shul, and then b'shas misa, they want an Orthodox burial. They want, right? And they'll call the rabbi beforehand, right? We have certain practicing rabbis here on the call. So, l'maisa, to say vidui with the person is a good idea on many levels. It's a good idea to give the person some element of kapara, of course. And it's a good idea also because then I think you're mechayiv, the family, to sit shiva. In most cases, families want to sit shiva. That's my understanding of the situation. Mr. Ackerman, how is Judaism?
Baruch Hashem, Judaism as well. I wanted to know that you said that, let's say, by non-religious people, the pshat would be that they're mumer l'teyavim, but what about someone who, I guess, initially was from and then, like, either became irreligious or went off the derech? Like, could that constitute as lahaches?
So I don't know. I think in most cases, people who originally were from, when they go off the derech, the pshat is that they felt being from is like value added, but they really never felt that there's a mechayiv to do stuff. If they never feel that there's a mechayiv, so I think hasvara no senes that they are not lahachas. That's my understanding. That I think we have to use the category of lahachas very sparingly. I think we have to use it very sparingly, but according to the Shach, it doesn't matter. I think that's the shot. Now, once I'm talking about avelos for a Baal Aveira, and the svara is that often there is avelos for a Baal Aveira, like we mentioned, so how come by ma'abedes atzmei l'das, how come there's no avelos? So according to the Shach, that there's only aveilos if you're misvada. So I understand that ma'abir atzmo ladas is no aveilos because the guy wasn't misvada. And one could also make the claim that in those cases that we mentioned of the guy who is drowning and bobbing up and down, there is a concern that maybe the person was misvada at that moment, and maybe that itself is enough to have aveilos from ma'abir atzmo ladas, because like we spoke about, you're not ma'abir atzmo ladas. Suicide is usur, no? The theme song for MASH. You guys probably don't know the television show called MASH. This is like before your time. Because suicide is painless. No? Da, 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 da. No? Okay, whatever. Suicide is not painless for the family, certainly. Suicide is very cruel to the relatives. Suicide is also one of the three Averis Chamuris. Are in Shvichas Damim, right? You can't, by the way, you have to be careful. There is no heter for suicide, right? All of the discussion that we have is whether we're misabel for suicide. Someone who commits suicide, again, besides that, besamim rosh, which is, right, a forgery. It's just wrong. Besides, there's no heter for suicide. None. But we'll be done the person the cops close enough to be misabel for the person. Shvichas Damim. There's a Minchas Chinuch who tells that maybe it's not the Isser Shvichas Damim. Maybe it's a different Isser. Achas Dimchem L'Nashul Sechem Edrosh, the Pesuk in Parashas Noach. Maybe it's not Shvichas Damim. Okay, whatever it is, that's like for Lomdus. But Pashtus is, it's Mamish. Right? There's nothing to say. It's awesome. So what exactly, though, is the reason why there's no avelos me'ikar hadin from Abis Hatzmi Ladas if I'm in Groland? If I assume that only someone who's doing an Avera Lahachis is a Baal Avera, so why would there be no avelos on Ma'abis Hatzmi Ladas? I can't assume that every Ma'abis Hatzmi Ladas is necessarily Lahachis. Right? If you're Ragel B'kach, the Gain says, then you're Lahachis. You can't be ruggel as being a ma'abir satzmo ladas, no? There's one time and out, right? You can't be ruggel kach. So in the Sefer Emek Bracha, in Yane Avelos Ostalad, Rav Arya Primarchik has the following cheshbin, where he argues that ma'abir satzmo ladas, the chumra that we apply, that there's no Avelos according to the Rambam, etc., is a special siyag sha'asu chachamim, and it's not mikoach l'chomer ha'iser. It's not because you're a bal aveira. Bal aveira is a different din. We want to discourage suicide. The way I want to discourage suicide is we say, right, we will not, right, be misabel for you. It's a discouragement. That's the way the Emek Bracha understands it. I think there is a there's a good cheshbon over there. His argument is, right, in his lashon, even though for many, someone who's eino osamasa amcha, there's no avelos. By the way, it's worth noting the Ramban never has that line, that eino osamasa amcha, there's no avelos. But even though eino osamasa amcha, there's no avelos in the Rambam world, but lemaisa ma'abes hatzmo ladas is a takanos chachamim kevan shegaram la'atmo monim mimenu kol davar. That's the lashon of the Emek Bracha. Once it's a takanos chachamim, I think we can deal with a few other questions. Remember, the Meseches Machos speaks about Bno Shel Grunginus Belot, right? The kid ran away from school, daddy pakshed him, the kid committed suicide, no? So you see from here that a katan she'ibed is atzmo ladas, so there's no dinah ma'abes atzmo ladas, right? The fact that Meseches Machos paskins ein bonim imenu kol davar. That makes it a Shulchan Aruch. Katan ma'abes atzmo ladas, choshev kishlo ladas. Why do I need this chiddush? L'cha'ira, the katan is not a bar onshin. Why do you need to say, oh, it's considered Shalayla Das and the Din of Ma'abiz Atzma Das don't apply? Typically, Bipashtus. A katin is not bar mitzvah. There's no chiv in mitzvahs. A katin, there's no din of onshem. So why does the Maseches Smachos have to go out of its way? Why does the Shulchan Aruch have to say it? Reb Fivel Cohen in the Tziyunim Os Nun Daled raises this question. Hanir Lofiyin is daiti, that the reason why we need a chiddush by a katin is because of the Shtikl Torah of the Emek Bracha. Because since the din of Ma'abes Atzma L'Das is a special siyag, takonas chachamim, whatever it is, a preventative measure. So one would say that perhaps as a preventative measure, we want to demonstrate how bad it is. So therefore, we want there to be no avelos even for a katan. The answer is no, I have a way out. It's considered shalei l'das. But even though it's not a maisa aveira for the katan, it doesn't matter. Ma'abes hatzma l'das is not out the maisa aveira. The lack of avelos is not because of the maisa aveira. This idea can also explain, again, se'if vav in Shulchan Aruch, which also comes up in Shin Mem Sif Hei. If you have a katan shehemer im aviv v'im imay, if you have a kid who converts to Christianity together with the parents, so the Mordechai in Sanhedrin Simin Tafshin Tes Pesayin has a machlekes between the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri paskins that a katan shehemer, the kid didn't do anything wrong, so therefore, a minor mimenu koldavar, full-fledged avelos. But again, working within these rishonim, the amumer, there's no avelos for, which is the pashtus. But the re bal hataisu says, a katan shehemir, there is avelos for him. The Rabbeinu Tam argues on the re. Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a machlaikis in the Tosefta in the 14th perek of Sanhedrin about Kitane Ir Hanidachas. By the way, I try to make learning geschmack, even though Avelos. No, like, this is all here, just look at the Bi'ur HaGra, the Mordechai, just follow the paper trail. And there's a like, good Torah. So the Kitanim of an Ir Hanidachas is a machlaikis hatanoyim, whether they get killed. Comes along the Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says, well, the only machlokas is when the Kitane Ir Hanidachas get killed. But Avada, there's no Avelos for Kitane Ir Hanidachas. And Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ein Misablim Olav, like the Rabbeinu Tam against the Ri. And this makes no sense, Bepashtus. Because the Ri should be right. No, you're not doing any Avera. Why should there be no avelos for you? Why is the mechaber paskening like the Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Ri? And if you look on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch from the Dogomei Revava, right? The Dogomei Revava is the Nei Devi Yehuda. Dogomei Revava writes that I don't understand why Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rabbeinu Tam against the Ri. You should pasken like the Ri, and there should be avelos for a katan shehemir. Hanir lafiyin is daiti, that maybe the pshat over here is something like what the Emek Bracha says, but like extension of the Emek Bracha. Maybe the idea of Ein Misablim Imay is, or Ein Misablim Olav by the Katan, is like a precautionary measure. Hamaras Hadas is something that was like such a threat to the community. Right, people, remember, today we have a way out. If you don't want to be from, become secular. But for them, you're either religious or dead. No? And you have an option out. The way out is called, I'm religious, but of a different faith. No? That was medieval life. Hamaras Hadas was a real threat. They wanted to make a siyag, l'rafka demosa, don't be mimir das. So therefore they say, even a katan shehemir with his parents, right? It's a preventative measure, precautionary measure. Hey, parents, don't enter a new religion with your kids, because even your kids, no one's going to sit shiva for them, right? Even the kid is going to be denied, as it were, last rites. So I would argue that maybe passing like the Rabbi Nutam is not really passing like the Rabbi Nutam, especially because if you look in that Mordechai in Sanhedrin, Simin Tavshin Tes Zayin, the Mordechai writes that even the Rabbi Nutam said that the Minag is not like him. So to passing like the Rabbi Nutam, the Rabbi Nutam doesn't hold like the Rabbi Nutam, I think is difficult. So these are some of the points that we wanted to make in the dinim of Ma'abed es Atzmai Lada'as, the dinim that appear here in Simin Shin Mem Hei. One second, let me just look at my notes. Is there anything I didn't say that I wanted to say? Oh, yeah. So the Ramban discusses the case of Haruge Beis Din. The Ramban says that the only person who has no Avelos is Haruge Beis Din, but there is Avelos, again, the Pashas and the Ramban, there is Avelos for Ma'abe Satz Meredas. Only Haruge Beis Din don't have Avelos. And the Cheshbon by Haruge Beis Din is because even though the fellow is killed by Beis Din, and that itself is a kapara, but the Gemara says the kapara does not really occur until the body disintegrates. Just at the moment of kavura, the onset of the avelos, so the kapara has not yet happened. So therefore, there's no avelos in that case. That's an interesting din, because that's going to relate later on. We'll discuss a machlokas between the Maharam of Rutenberg and the Rush about a katan shehigdil be'emsa avelos, right? Or the case of if a person's an onein motzai Shabbos and doesn't say Havdalah, right? If you're putter at the beginning, does that mean you're putter the entire time? One of the major Maharam makomis in that shayla is this Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Ramban plays off of, where the Gemara says that by Haruge Beis Din, right, because at the moment of the Kavura, there is no Avelos, because you're still a Rasha. So therefore, even though later on the body will disintegrate and you'll have Kapara, but there was no Avelos at that first moment. There is a bit of a discussion, though, about the Ma'abedas Atzmei Ladas. Rashi seems to write that al yedei the nihug of Avelos, you get some sort of kapara, and not being nihig Avelos is a way of not giving the nifter any amount of kapara. That is the way Rashi learns. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah has a slightly different take. It's almost like an opposite take. The Rambam writes that Haruge Beis Din is no Avelos because you're a Rasha and there is no Avelos. Right? The way Rashi is saying it is that we don't want Avelos because we don't want to give you a Kapara. The way the Rambam is saying it is that you can't get a kapara because you're too much of a Rasha. It's not that we don't want to give you a kapara, but kapara is not shayich. Again, conceptually, I think there is a lot to play with over here, etc. But I think these are the ha'aris I wanted to make about Ma'abe Satmul Adas. Good? Let's go on. My aunt died, I think, a week and a half ago or something. And they are making shloshim for her. They're making shloshim for her on the 29th day, not on the 30th day. Right? Shloshim usually is the 30th day? Why are they doing it on the 29th day? Good question, no? So the answer is, that makes it to Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Mem Zayin, which is that Misha Meslo Mace, before 30 days before the regal, you can't give a hesped within 30 days of the regal. Last night was 23 in Sfira. I'm allowed to say it now. Tonight's going to be 24, right? Or did I get it wrong? Last night was 24. Yeah. Last night was 24 in Sfira. Tonight's going to be 25. Mamash, I got it wrong. Right, Reshef used to ask this question if you wanted to get into the kolo. He asked, what day was Sfira, is it? You'll be surprised how many guys didn't get into the kolo for that. Apparently, I wouldn't get it either. But if it's last night was 24 in Sfira, so we're within 30 days of the regal, no? So you can't give a hesped within 30 days of the regal for a shleishim. If it's a hesped alavaya, Shin Mem Zayin says that's permitted. Or a hesped, Shin Mem Zayin, if Gimel says, a hesped liyom kudas hashana, a yard safe is permitted. But any other hesped we do not permit, tei shleishim yayin. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, what's the reason? Rav says the reason you don't give a hesped to shleishim yayin is because we're worried that you have all this money designated for your yontif meals, that you buy a geshmak, a piece of meat for yontif, and if you're going to have a hesped, you're going to spend your yontif money on the hesped, and that's not a covetic for the yontif. That's the way Rav learns. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says that if you're going to have a hesped, the hesped will bring up such emotions and such thoughts that you'll be crying still on the yontif. And that's not right to cry on yontif. According to Rav, the din is only if you pay the maspidim. The Torah has a machlekes harishonim between the Rav and the rest of Judaism. Is it that we pass like Rav, that we pass like Shmuel? The pasuk this is, we paskin that you're not allowed to give a hesped, even if you don't pay the maspidim, we pass like Shmuel's reason. The minhag ha'olam is that people do not care about this din so much. People give hespedim to shleishim yayin. What's the cheshbon for that? So it could be that no one learns him in Shin Mem Zayin, no one learned the Moikot Dafkas. That's one possibility, right? Or it could be that there's so mech on that other shita that we pass on like Rav, not like Shmuel. That's all difficult. The Piskei Tshuva over here quotes a Tshuva of the Beis Ephraim. Ephraim Zalma Goyis. The Beis Ephraim writes that for a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to give a hesped to Shleishim Yayim. And the basic cheshbon that he has is the kavod ha-Taira is docha kavod ha-Regel. But since the real reason why we don't give a hesped tol shloshim yom is because we're worried that there will be continued crying on the yontif, so therefore the krovim, the relatives, should not come to the hesped. So you can give a hesped for a Talmud Chacham, tol shloshim yom of the regel, says the Beis Ephraim, but the relatives should not show up. Another cheshbon for this kula on second Akiva is that may ikar hadin, you can give a hesedim for a chacham on the regel itself. Certainly, koydem haregel, it should be okay. The Mishnah Berurah and Tafkuf Memzayin, where the same halacha appears in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, quotes those reasons as well. There's a brown sefer, the Piskei Tshuvos, and in the Piskei Tshuvos, he gives you a whole list of hespedim that were made for various people tol shloshim yom of the regel. In the case of my aunt, I think the family's cheshbon is azoy, that the Beis Ephraim begins by saying that the iser hesped tol shloshim yom of the regel is only if it's after shloshim yom of avelos. If it's still tol shloshim yom of the avelos, so you're sad enough as it is, so you're not being mosef by having an additional hesped, So I think doing a shloshim biyom chavtes accounts for that issue. Again, that's the first two lines here in the tshuva in the Beis Ephraim. Akiva, you had a comment?
Don't we postulate like Rav by Isurim? Or is this
because of Didi Bo? Rav by Isurim, yeah. It's a good kasha. But the Yerushalmi flips the names?
No.
Or the Yerushalmi passes.
Goes like
the Yerushalmi goes like Shmuel. So that's why he passes like Shmuel. Okay. But, oh, thank you, Brian. Okay. You see, it's good to have one guy in this year who actually like, read the sources. Right? Yeah. Okay. Good. So that's the cheshbon over there. Yeah. Good kasha. So these are some of the dinim, again, of that we should not have a hesped toch lamed yoim. Many people have a practice that they don't go to Yizkor the first year of Avelos. Right? The practice is that people walk outside during Yizkor. People who are blessed to still have parents walk outside during Yizkor. The Rav Soloveitchik used to explain that the reason for that is because the idea of Yizkor is that you give tzedakah le'ilui nishmas the mace. And the Gemara writes, I think in Baba Basra, that if you are present and everyone's giving tzedakah and you don't give tzedakah, bad things happen to you. So the reason to walk out for Yizkor is not because of heebie-jeebie stuff, but it's because you're supposed to give tzedakah, and if you're not giving tzedakah, bad things will happen. Okay, but the minhag is that you walk out for Yizkor when you still have parents. Many people during Shana Mishana of Avelos, they walk out for Yizkor, based on the cheshbin that, you know what, you're sad enough during Shana Rishona, the Yizkor will make you even sadder, you shouldn't cry on Yom Tov, etc. That's the basic idea. In the Sefer Gesher HaChaim, and it's quoted by Reb Five here at the end of Shin Mem Zayin, in the Gesher HaChaim, he says he knows of no authentic source in Judaism not to stay in for Yizkor during Shana Rishona. No authentic source. The pashtus is that, that an avel, even Shana Rishona, should still say Yizkor. Good. Okay, let's go on for 2 or 3 minutes. The din is sarfin aham lochem, and it's not considered darke ha'emoimi. There is no iser of darke ha'emoimi. There's also no iser bal tashmis. You burn the king's throne, you burn the king's stuff. There's no bal tashmis either. The Piskei HaTosfos, there in Avodah Zarah Yud Beis, where this din appears, Piskei HaTosfos says that anything that you're doing for a real tzorech, there's no bal tashmis. Since over here we're doing it for a real tzorech to show meat and lanutz murasa, who could replace the king, etc., therefore it's not called bal tashmis. That's also relevant because it says in that same Gemara, not only we sarfen ahamlachim, but we're okren ahamlachim. Okren ahamlachim means that you pull off the hooves of the horses. Right? Apparently, this is like really painful. If you'd be a horse, you would not want your hooves to be pulled off. How come that's mutter? Isn't it tzar balachayim? So the Piskei HaTosfos says that there's no tzar balachayim for anything that's tzorech b'nei adam. This is already, in terms of animal experimentation and all of these things, this is a very important line of the Piskei HaTosfos. Rambam in Eben HaEzer, Simen Hey, paskens like that line. But you're allowed to like pull a feather off of a turkey to use it as a quill, even though it hurts the turkey, because there's no tzar balachayim when it's with tzorech b'nei adam. If a person says, don't bury me. So the Gemara, so the din is you don't listen to the person. You bury the person anyway. That's what happens. We take money away from the Yorshim to bury the person. Why do we do this? It's a suffix in the Gemara, whether kavura is mishon biziona or mishon kapara. An individual has a right to say, I don't want kapara. But the bezayin is bezayin for everybody. I have no right to say I want a bezayin. So therefore, the din is that we are kover you, even if you are mitzaveh not to be buried. But this is actually a good test question. No, if you are mitzvah not to keep shiva, shleishim, yud beis chaydesh, right? Blah blah blah. All the dinim, right? Kriya, right? If you are mitzvah not to be buried, what's the halacha in all of these cases? I didn't think of the test question until now, but it's like a good test question. So, to suffix in the Gemara, is the kavura mishum bizayin or mishum kapara? Because it's a suffix the raisa lahachmir. So therefore, we bury you anyway. That's what the Ramban writes, Tarisa Adam, page 118. However, that doesn't fully explain how come motzi and miyarshav kotzarche kfuraso ba'karcham. Safek isura means you have to bury the guy. So safek isura l'chumra. But there's also safek mamen, no? And safek mamen, I should say, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. Why can't the yarshim taina, right? I don't want to bury my relative. And don't take money away from me. Kimli, I hold like that. It's a suffix, it's a libayah of shita in the Gemara. So why can't the Yarshim say, Kimli, that you could say, I'll take Baruch. How come in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Bey, Shemem Chesif Bey's remote Siyin Meha Yarshim? That's already a strong kasha. So the Bade HaShulchan writes in like half a line. He says, you have to say that since the Haskalas HaSafek is on the Guf HaKevura, so therefore Renezo L'chumra, even though it's Nisgalgal to an Inyan of Mammon. The Iker Safek, Ki Itchal La'inyan Isura Itchal. And even though there is relevance L'inyan Mammon, but the Iker Shaila is about Isser V'Heter, and therefore there is, therefore we're multi from the Yarshim. This is already a big discussion in Shas. If you have a Shaila, Isser V'Heter, that's relevant for Inyane Mamanis. Loran in the Dorim has a discussion about Suffolk Matnes Aniyim, no? Dav Zayin. Were any of you guys in the Kola when we did the Dorim, or this is like before your time? Huh? Before your time?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Oh, I don't know. All time is like, right? So in the Dharan of Zion, there's a Shaila in the Rand about Suffolk Matnes Aniyim. Do I treat it like a, or Suffolk Tztaka? How do I pass in the Shaila? Yesh Yad Tztaka, Ein Yad Tztaka. That's in the Bible of Shita and the Gemara. Do I pass in the Chumra Lakula? Do I say Motzi Mechaver Olav Haraya? So they say it's a shayla in stucca, it's a shayla in iser v'heter. So the ran over there is marach. This is a huge, huge discussion in Shas, right? Whether you have something that begins as iser and it's nisgalgel to mamon, how I paskin on this type of shayla, a marach makom ani lachem, that this din of ha'omer atik beruni minuchasai, the fact that I'm motzi from the Yarshim, that seems to prove that a shayla le'inyan iser v'heter will allow us to even be motzi mamon. Gentlemen, questions, comments, or observations? Okay, you should have a wonderful day. Zayin gevinst.